escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And putting the kibosh on the Micah Parsons trade, or are you sending Micah to Green Bay and putting the kibosh on the Luka trade?
I think they stopped the Luka trade only because the Luka trade was just so damning to anything basketball related in Dallas ever happening for at least a stretch here. At least with Micah Parsons, you can justify it to an extent, right? You never want to get rid of a Micah Parsons. That's obviously not great. But they paid a bunch of money to CeeDee Lamb. They paid a bunch of money to Dak Prescott. They had a bunch of money already on their books. And now people in Dallas are like, is this the Arch Manning play is what this is? Now they're going to go ahead and try to tank. You get the two first-round picks, and then you just make a long-term play out of all this. Maybe that's what they're doing. But there's ways you can wrap your head around it. But you can't really do that with Luka.
That's mental gymnastics to me. That is trying to make chicken salad out of chicken bleep. That franchise is done for the next 3 years.
That's part of the point.
By the way,
I think
Brian Schottenheimer just got fired.
Okay, but Dallas, the Mavericks are dead for the next 20 years, though, is the difference. It's a top three basketball player in the sport.
I think if you said to Dallas fans, Dallas, the Mavericks can be dead for the next 20 years, or the Cowboys can be DOA for the next 3 years, I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're going to take the 20 years of misery for the Dallas Mavericks.
No, but that's playing with the assumption that they are just DOA for the next 3 years in general. And it doesn't look good, but it didn't look good before this trade with Micah anyway.
I think
Micah and this team they weren't projected to win a bunch of games this year as is.
Yeah, but I don't think Jerry's also the guy that's then going to go in the tank. Meaning, I think the most likely thing that happens out of this is that you end up being somewhere from a 6-9 win team for the next 3 years, which means you're not going to sniff anywhere near Arch Manning.
Okay, but the sad part about that, and maybe this is reflective more of pass rushers in general in the NFL, is that you were probably going to be a 6-9 win team anyway this upcoming season. Like, that, your mark was going to be around there as is. Like the difference between this isn't trading Patrick Mahomes, and Luka is the basketball equivalent of if you were to trade, maybe not Patrick Mahomes, but definitely someone like Joe Burrow.
All right. Do they trade Dak at the deadline if they're no good this year? Because Dak's coming up. I think he's within a year of the next contract extension, right? He's 32. I just turned 32, in fact.
He got the extension last year before the opener.
Right. They paid him a bunch of money.
They can't trade him.
That's the thing. They've given out so much big money to so many different players.
This is now, I mean, again, I think for part Cowboys of fans, it's not funny. But it is funny. It is.
But I think that is part of their resistance to all this in general when it just comes to the idea that, like, even just paying someone like the money that Micah just got, $47 million. Like, I joked, it's more than Patrick Mahomes. It's more than Patrick Mahomes. It's the 12th highest contract in the sport. You know how many quarterbacks you got to leap for that?
So we'll pay the 11th best. No, I'm not going to do that because I think Dak is underrated. We're going to pay the 7th best quarterback $50 million a year. We're going to pay CeeDee Lamb, who's not top five as a wide receiver, but he's somewhere just outside
that. Very close.
We're going to pay every offensive lineman you've ever and never heard of. I believe they paid Trevon Diggs to this point. I don't think they paid Deron Bland yet, and there might. I don't know if he's ready for that. But we draw the line at top three pass rushers in the NFL.
I mean, it does in many ways. I can't even look up the Cowboys contracts because too many people are on the website trying to look up the Cowboys contracts right
they
now.
Crash.
I got a 502 bad gateway on it. I can't even get to where the contracts are.
Bad Jerry couldn't get the 502 bad gateway on sending push on this deal.
But it's true though. Like that's. I mean, that at some point you do have to draw a line. Now I'm with you. I'd rather pay Micah than not. But this is how they're looking at it. Clearly, this is how they're looking at it. $47 million was too rich for their blood. That's why, I mean, Jerry offered him $40.5 million. That was a legit offer that he had on the table.
Yeah, but 47, I'm sorry. You're worth what somebody's willing to pay you. If the Packers are willing to pay him $47 million a
year,
Jerry
should as well. I'm not negotiating whether or not he's not worth it or not worth it. Well, but for the Cowboys,
if somebody else is willing to do it, should be able to do it
too. No, that's not true. In the Deshaun Watson contract, we learned just because a bad team makes a bad decision doesn't mean that's truly the price that you have to pay.
Yeah, the Deshaun was bad on a lot of levels. There's none of that with Micah.
And there are NFL teams that use that as an excuse. And they use the Deshaun contract as part of the reason why. They also tried using the Myles Garrett contract as a reason for why that wasn't worth the price either. Just because one team will hand it out doesn't mean that has to be the going rate. Yeah, they looked at the Browns in both those cases as just being dumb and just pushed us aside.
But the reason why the Browns deal was dumb is he hadn't played football in over 700 days, and he was facing a suspension, and he was being sued and charged and accused of 20-some plus counts of sexual assault.
Right, but if you wanted to use your initial logic on that, but your initial logic is faulty for those reasons.
No, I think the faulty thing is holding up the Deshaun deal as a reason to not pay one of the three best
pass rushers. No, it's just highlighting that just because one team gives out a big-time contract doesn't mean that is like the standard rate that every team should have to pay. Like, some teams do look at it like just because one team will pay that much money doesn't make it the right financial move. It just means that team's overpaying,
and they think
that team is stupid.
And I think in this specific case, Jerry's talking out his ass if that's what he's saying. Real quick, Matt Schneidman. Now, again, we talked about Browns-Packers Week 3. Let us not forget, the next week, Packers at Cowboys, Sunday Night Football in Week 4. Mm-hmm. Jerry was just thinking about the TV ratings, guys. Maybe he's been looking. Sunday Night Football, hadn't had a marquee matchup. That's where this one goes.
I mean, they're not gonna be good. I know there's no other way to put it.
The NFL is the greatest drug on the planet. Can we just say it?
How about the NFC North?
I mean,
can we just look at them for a second.
If you are Detroit or Minnesota,
Chicago too, throw them in the mix. Like, it is, that is the best division in sports.
Caleb,
it's not even close.
By the way, Jerry just gifted Micah Parsons 6 sacks a year going up against Caleb Williams holding on to the ball too damn long.
He was sacked 68 times last season.
Might as well be 74
they did
now.
They upgraded the offensive line. We'll see how it goes.
Good luck with that, sir.
We'll see how it goes.
Good. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I'm not betting on it going well. I'm just saying we'll see how it goes.
It'll go well against other teams. It just won't go well against Micah.
But that is unquestionably the best division in sports. I mean, you can make an argument before the Micah Parsons deal it was. The interesting part about the Packers is that the Packers, especially on the defensive side of the ball, like they have a lot of really good players. They don't have a lot of standout players. There's a lot of really good on this roster, and they were missing that great on the roster, and now they have the great.
Do you know who fumbled the bag in the biggest way?
There's no holes on any part of this roster, though. It's incredible.
Do you know who fumbled the bag in the biggest way? It is Detroit.
Well, yeah, Detroit was, if I'm a Detroit Lions fan today, I'm livid that this is how this goes down. Well, not only do you lose out on the opposite of Aiden Hutchinson, it goes to the rival that you have.
Two first rounders in a defensive lineman that isn't Aiden Hutchinson or a good defensive player that isn't Aiden Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
How is that not attainable? And by the way, if you're
it's
Detroit,
very attainable.
How do you not give up? Two first round.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And a second to sweeten the pot. Like, how do you get here?
I mean, I would wonder though if the Bills had known this was the price the entire time, they would have been very involved in making this deal done 3 months ago.
I mean, if any team gets caught with their pants down on this one, it's on you. It is. If the Lions didn't know
that
this was serious,
they went out and got Bosa, and then they took themselves away from all other considerations. But like they. Yeah.
But think about it.
Bills got to be kicking themselves.
Let everybody, maybe, no, even Kansas City. I'm talking about every team that has a chance to win a championship this year that just fumbled the bag. If you didn't at least call in and say, what's the price?
Meanwhile, Kay Adams tweets out an interview with her and Jordan Love, and that's enough to go ahead and spearhead this whole entire thing.
Is she the new trade maker?
Yeah, where Jordan Love
is
like...
She's the Maverick Carter.
Jordan Love's like, oh, I've been recruited. I've been recruiting Micah Parsons. And then it feels like that's what got everything and all the wheels in motion on
it. Was this the trainer's table? Was the trainer's table and him taking a nap during a crappy preseason game, was that just too much for Jarrah? Oh, man.
That can never be too much for Jarrah.
Oh, my God. I think Kay Adams might also have just taken a victory lap.
She tweeted undeniable.
On social media.
Which is a great tweet on that.
Also a go pack go. Well done. You know what, Kay Adams? That's the way we do this. Respect. This moment has sort of been made about you, and you're leaning into it, and this is why you are making... Is she with Amazon now? What's the... She's making a butt ton of money.
I think it's FanDuel, isn't it?
Yes, fellow FanDueler.
That's
Nick,
right.
Well, it's Kay Adams and then Nick Wilson.
Like, this is like the John Fanta podcast all over again.
Yeah, it's the John Fanta podcast with Nick Wilson.
It's the Ken Carmen show with Anthony Barbaugh.
But in this case, the with Nick Wilson is implied, much like on his own show. 216-474-0092.
I mean, correct it, guys.
Yeah.
That's all I
spot
say.
Spot the lie.
That's all I say.
Hey, listen, when you have a brand name like Afternoon Drive, you got to keep it.
Hey,
Bay Packers.
I want you to stay
Dallas Cowboys.
Guy with backwards hat on YouTube forever, okay?
That's true.
That's what I want
That's
for you.
That's true. I'm like the man in the yellow suit. That makes Mac Curious George, by the way.
I've been watching
Mac didn't like
so
that.
Much Curious George. My daughter's obsessed with it.
You loving
now.
It?
There's so many seasons.
Yeah, there really are.
Everything else is like 3 seasons, 4 seasons, 5 seasons. I see there's 10 seasons and I have not been able to scroll down to see how many there actually are. I think it's infinity.
I've got like
it might
7
be infinity
DVDs
seasons.
That I should just give you.
I don't need them. I got a whole Disney collection.
You know, we had to stop showing my oldest, Curious George, because she started talking like a monkey. She was not using her words and she was just... We're like, whoa. Yellow. Say the word yellow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And by the way, she's...
I like that in 2025. You're like, I got some DVDs I can give you. Thanks.
I also have a couple Betamax that I got for
right
you.
Right there with my CD-ROMs.
Right there. Some floppy disks.
Hey, we're having fun.
You ever heard of Pac-Man? Not Pac-Man Jones. Oh, my gosh. This is... Thank you, Jerry. You know what? Let's just say it. Dumbest thing you've done in a long time. You, sir, are a first-class comedy character and jackass of the highest... But thank you, Jera. This is... I'm going to go back to what I said just a few minutes ago. And if you're just joining us, Micah Parsons has been traded to the Packers. He's going to make $47 million a year for the next 4 years there. And the Dallas Cowboys got back two first-round picks and Kenny Clark. I will go back and say it. Moments like this, where a show in Cleveland has talked about Micah Parsons and the Green Bay Packers, two teams that we do not talk a lot about, being an AFC town. We've now been talking about it for 35 minutes. We've blown out the lead, was basically the reaction to this, proves that the NFL cannot be, when the NFL is what it is at its best, which is undeniable, it is unpredictable, and you've got a bunch of billionaires doing a lot of really funny, goofy stuff, there is no greater amount of drugs on the planet than just watching the NFL happen on any given time.
It's just wild. I can't believe we actually got here. I didn't think we would. I just thought it was always Jerry's games. But Jerry is kind of like Lee Corso. We're like, hey, maybe someone needs to step in here. Maybe
what did you say they needed to do to...
Well, his family.
The other day.
His family needs to step in and just take him off TV.
Okay, that's not the exact phrasing you used, I don't believe.
Stephen Jones needs to step in and say, all right, Dad. All right.
Oh.
It's been fun. We're done here.
If we haven't noticed the subtle shift in Stephen Jones, is like he's gone from like I'm just my dad's son to now he's like he's trying to walk and talk like Jerry. If we haven't noticed the Machiavellian plot that is there, maybe it's more Oedipal plot that is there with Stephen Jones. It's happening in front of our very eyes.
Like, when did you know it was starting to go sideways? Well, wouldn't pay a pass rusher $47 million. Okay,
underrated heel in all of this is Stephen Jones. This is the guy that took the draft card out of Jura's hand when he wanted to draft Johnny Manziel with, I think, the 18th pick in the 2014 draft. He literally said, old man, we're not doing that today. Took the draft card out of his hand. You couldn't do that for Micah Bleep and Parsons?
I love, by the way, all the people, all the big talking heads that were talking about the trade. Just a quick recap here. Chris Broussard was talking about the trade, and they asked him right before the trade went down, do you think he'll get traded? And to Chris's credit, he was like, yes, I do. Other side of that, though, the playmaker was Michael Irvin was on ESPN, and he right before it's happening says, I guarantee Micah Parsons is not going anywhere.
By the way.
And then, boom, a trade.
Biggest winner for this one involving Michael is this Columbia. It's going to be a rough couple months, but the gross national product of Columbia just shot through the roof, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the drug reference.
When you put it that way, it sounds tawdry.
Oh, easy, Narcos. Yeah, easy, easy.
Come on now.
He always makes these references and then leaves it to me to respond. It's like, I got a lot on that.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
You lived in Houston once. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
What else is there to do? 216-474-0092. You're so much closer to Columbia there. All right. What is your reaction on the Micah Parsons trade? I don't know you could have a big enough reaction. We will get to Ohio's Tate Barstool. He's going to be joining us in 5 minutes. We'll also get his take on the biggest trade in the NFL in quite some time. That's in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.